That's where RAM comes in.
Yes.
I partner with them because they already have the infrastructure to literally go into these communities. They have amazing mobile trucks, and also they build out clinics in large like gymnasiums and things of that nature. And then we get down to it.
Yes.
It's everything in dentistry. So I don't want to make patients think that, you know, we're placing 50 implants or something like that. But we are able to do some basic things like cleanings. We're doing extractions. We're doing fillings. But there's operative dentistry going. Most times when you see groups going out, they're limited to only doing screenings. And then they can give you a form so that you can go follow up with a dentist. And we all know these people are not following up.
Right.
Welcome to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, the podcast where we uncover the power of a confident and healthy smile. I am your host, Dr. Catrice Austin, bringing you the latest dental tips, cosmetic dentistry trends, and inspiring stories to help you look and feel your best. From myth busting to life changing smile transformations, this is your weekly dose of dental news that you can use. So let's talk smiles and get started.
Today we have an inspiring guest. He is a Miami native, a passionate dentist, a community advocate, and the founder of Golden, the Golden Foundation. Please welcome to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, Dr. Joshua Golden, owner of the Sunrise Dentistry Dental Practice, and a crowd goes wild. Hello.
I love it, man. That energy. How do you keep that up all day, every day?
Man, I don't know. You know what? When I have amazing people like you, how could I not be hyped? I'm just saying.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for having me. You know I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, and
I'm
likewise.
On your show. Thank you so much for having me. Let's have a ball.
Let's have a ball. And what we're going to do today is we're really going to change some lives, because we're going to, not only are we going to get into your journey, but we're going to talk about your commitment to equity in dentistry. And I really am so interested. This is what made me reach out to you. I saw that you posted a video about your involvement with the Miami Gardens Remote Area Medical Volunteer Corps. So I cannot wait to hear more about that. So to kick this thing out, let's just talk about your journey. You have achieved so much since you earned your degree from USC and you finished your residency at Montefiore Hospital. What inspired you to get into dentistry as a career?
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Growing up, you know, if you're Black, you're smart, and you're good at science, they're going to try to push you towards just medicine.
Yeah.
And they were dragging me along that route, I'll be 100% honest with you. And I did a summer medical and dental program in New York at Columbia.
Yes.
And that's when life changed. Without SMDP, I would not be sitting here with you today. Dr. Dennis Mischew.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. He took 2 hours of his time. This guy's a big time associate dean, talking to some kid from inner city Miami, telling me how my personality and everything that I was doing better fit dentistry. And you know, when you're in college, you're stubborn. You're like, I don't really want to listen to this guy because I've already moved so far.
Into medicine.
My personality fit dentistry so much better when it comes to bedside manner, using my hands, outreach, treating patients. Everything was screaming dentistry, but I'm stubborn. So listen to him, and the seed was planted. And I promised him when I went back to school, I think I was in my maybe sophomore, junior year, that I was going to shadow a dentist.
Okay.
And shadow an MD for 6 months.
Ooh.
And no matter what, I'm going to go do this and I'm going to figure out which route I want to go.
Very smart.
Well, it didn't even take 6 months.
Really? You knew?
3 or 4 weeks.
What?
I was on dentistry.
Yes.
But finish the process out just to do my due diligence. But I spent the rest of the time just trying to figure out how I was going to, you know, start moving that ship to go towards dentistry and get more involved and learn more. Because honestly, here in South Florida and all of Florida, I went to Florida State, there wasn't anyone really repping dentistry.
Okay.
I didn't know what to do. I had no access to it. And then that's kind of one of the things that spurred me into creating the Golden Foundation and the things that I do today, because these young students now, they have social media, they have superstars on social media like you, and they can mimic that. But for me, I didn't have anybody. You know, somebody will say dentist, and then let alone Black dentist.
Right.
That was not something that we really had in the early 2000s.
No, same here. I'm from Flint, Michigan. So you add Black female from Flint, Michigan, same thing, same thing. So you mentioned my energy, you mentioned your personality. Do you feel like it takes a certain type of personality to be successful in our career? Or it's just an added benefit? Because a lot of people look at the dentist and they think that we're scary people, that we're not cool, we're not fun. Did you find when they said that you had the personality, do you think that is really, really key to building a successful business and dentistry?
I would say yes. I'm gonna be very honest.
Yeah.
Because if you want to be successful and you want to go the extra mile and you get over those hurdles, you got to have your energy. You got to be able to take the beating that dentistry throws at you sometimes, because there's going to be patients that walk into your practice that look you straight in the eye and say, I hate you.
Right.
And it's like, yo, you don't even know
me
enough.
You don't know me, son.
Hate you.
I know.
If you have that personality to pivot and bob and weave, then you're going to get eaten alive.
Yeah.
And then you know, you become a statistic and burn out and leave the profession. So
you gotta have that. And that's why you were on the path of medical and science. I majored in psychology because I realized, number one, I didn't like the sciences like that. But two, if I did not like dentistry, then I had a backup of psychology because I love dealing with people. But
having a backup. So with dentistry, we again have to make sure that we start to highlight dentistry so much more now, because like you said, we've got to have a backup, and we don't want them to have a backup. The backup should be, okay, instead of being the dentist, I'm going to be the hygienist.
Yes.
And if I'm not going to be the hygienist, I'm going to be an assistant, or I'm going to be an office manager.
Something,
We need more people that look like you and me.
We do.
In the actual field. So
they're looking for us. They are literally looking for us now.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I figured if I do love dentistry, which I turned out obviously to love, that the psychology, this is a psychology bedside manner. This is dealing with people with a lot of fears, the fears that keep them from coming to the dentist and getting the care that they need. So I figured, this psychology degree, I use it every single day when I'm dealing with people, especially those angry ones that say that they hate us.
You don't know me enough to hate me.
So tell us about your practice and your philosophy of going above and beyond in dentistry with your patients.
Well, my practice is here in sunny South Florida, West Sunrise Dentistry. It's actually partnered with Pacific Dental Services. And if you think of it, it's like a franchise.
Okay.
We're West Sunrise Dentistry. That is our brand. That's who we are. We just have support from HR and back-end, things like that. And a couple other things that help us provide stellar dentistry to our patients. And so when patients come into my office, it's all about the vibe.
Yeah.
That one, they're commended for walking through that door, because it's scary to go to the dentist.
It really is.
We understand it's hard to walk through that door, whether you're afraid of some type of pain from an injection or extraction, or, sometimes they complain about dentistry is expensive, but yet we see people with Gucci shoes and things like that.
Right. Hair stay done. Nails stay done. Trips, all of that. But dentistry expensive, yes.
Expensive, right. Okay. But, they have some type of fear, and we want to help them through the fear, whether it's a smiling face, making sure that my team members go above and beyond to meet their needs, listen and hear what they're trying to say. There are patients that come in all the time, and we're not trying to dictate treatment, but we're trying to make sure that we do our job. So a patient comes in and, they need a deep cleaning. We call it scaling and root planning. And now we have to go above and beyond to educate them on why they need said cleaning.
Yeah.
They don't want to get that crap. They just want to get a cleaning. They think they're coming in here to just
the one that's free. The one
that. Yep. So we're going above and beyond, and we're making sure that they have that. And then on top of that, it's the playlist and the music that you're going to. So we got the music pumping. You tell us a song you want to play. We're probably going to put it on. We'll try to find a clean version. that goes back to early on in my Instagram career. I was out here making like little mixtapes, and I enjoyed that.
Because fun.
Music is medicine to the soul.
I can't work without it. When someone comes in and they're like, I don't want to listen to music, I'm like, darn it. It really keeps me going throughout the day as well. And I like to dance throughout the office. You know, we like to have a little fun in our offices. And I think that's what patients appreciate about us both.
Are expensive dental bills keeping you from the smile that you deserve? The free guide, Affordable Dental Care in the United States, is here to help. Discover top resources from nonprofit charities to discount dental plans that make dental care affordable and accessible. Take the first step towards a confident smile. Download your free copy today at bipsmiles.com.
Now, tell me about your foundation. When did you start it and what motivated you to do the foundation?
So with the foundation, I had been working with, you know, different companies here and there, doing some outreach, learning from a lot of great people. And I was feeling like there's more that we can do. And I remember having a conversation with my wife. It had to be like late 2022. And I'm like, I have these ideas. I want to do this stuff, but there's so much red tape.
Yeah.
And I'm getting held up in certain places trying to work with certain people, and it's just not going the way I want it to go or going at the speed that I would like to see it. So we discussed stepping out on our own and doing the Golden Foundation. We created our pillars. We knew what that we wanted to do was, you know, ensure that we were providing resources. We were shining the light on dentistry. And again, that going above and beyond for young people that are Black and brown.
Okay, so that's your target audience for your foundation?
Exactly. We're looking at pre-dental students, we're looking at dental students, and we're also focused on high school students, but we give them a little leeway. We'll say that'll probably be like the last group, because you remember being a high school student, somebody's trying to tell you what to do, you ain't listening. That change from a high school senior to a college junior is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, they mature really quick. And at that point, they've, you know, discussed things with their peers, and now they're ready to move forward with their lives, and we can help guide them better and put them in a position to succeed. So with the Golden Foundation, we've done amazing things like a specialty panel. We've also done several implant training days, which have been probably our most successful venture.
I think I've seen those on Instagram. Yes.
Right? We make it popping.
Yeah, so man.
We've been working with Nobel BioCare with that one. And literally, we go out to a school. So I'll use example, Kansas City. We went to UMKC, and we literally rolled out the red carpet for the students. We had the dental motors, we had the dental implants, we had amazing reps from Nobel, and myself and Dr. Trev.
I thought I saw Dr. Trev. I mean, he's all over the place now, popping.
Exactly. You know, he's a big time TV star.
Yeah, he's a TV star.
He going to be doing in person without the security. Trev is a big supporter of the Golden Foundation, and he's my partner. That's my boy. And I'll get up there. I'll do my lecture. Then we pass it off to Trev. He does his lecture. Then we do our hands-on. And then, boom, we're done. And students are coming up to us telling us, oh, my God, I've learned so much more from you guys in this 3 to 4 hours than I have in a whole semester. And that's mainly because when they're in class and they're going by the textbook, they're just yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you're just trying to get through, honey.
They're just trying to get through. And they're not able to stop and truly understand what's going on. There are times when me and Trev are teaching and we'll stop. We'll see somebody's confused and we'll stop, come down to their level and try to make sure that they understand. No embarrassment. No, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
That's right.
And then when they get to the hands-on part, you know how dental students are, or pre-dental students are, they'll get to the hands-on part and completely forget everything that they just learned in the lecture. But then the way we partner them up with each other, oh my God, this makes sense. Oh, this is all we need to do? Oh, that's all we were doing? Boom, now confidence is through the roof. And once that confidence is through the roof, they truly understand the material.
That is amazing. I wish when I was in dental school a couple years ago that there was something like this to guide me. So we really, I'm speaking for the students and the dental profession. We really appreciate what you guys are doing. It's so important. So kudos to you. I want to talk about the problem in dentistry and the volunteer corps. Let's talk about some of the challenges that we're facing in dentistry. And access to affordable care is not just in Miami, not in New York. It is a nationwide issue, global. You are correct, particularly in the underserved communities. Can you explain why this is such a significant problem and how it impacts our oral health?
Well, you know, the mouth is the gateway to the body. So we need to start taking a more in-depth look at mouth-body connection. When it comes to overall volunteering and giving back, a lot of us as dentists, you know, we do our part. We'll help out here and there. And then there are times where a lot of us will go on mission trips. But then there are times where we forget about our local communities actually being able to provide treatment for them. Or if we're not forgetting about them, there's so much red tape around it, it's impossible to get there and do the treatment.
Yeah. It's not because we don't want to. Sometimes it's the red tape.
Exactly. And then it's just so frustrating. And it's like, okay, I'm not even doing this. Why am I doing this? Oh, there's an easier trip for me to just go 50 million miles away and go help and, you know, do good and help out versus traveling down the street to Detroit and treating some patients who can't even afford to get a filling.
Right.
So that's where RAM comes in.
Yes.
I partner with them because they already have the infrastructure to literally go into these communities. They have amazing mobile trucks, and also they build out clinics in large, like, gymnasiums and things of that nature. And then we get down to it.
Yes.
It's everything in dentistry. So I don't want to make patients think that, you know, we're placing 50 implants or something like that. But we are able to do some basic things like cleanings. We're doing extractions. We're doing fillings. But there's operative dentistry going. Most times when you see groups going out, they're limited to only doing screenings, and then they can give you a form so that you can go follow up with a dentist. And we all know these people are not following up.
Right. You got to catch them when they're motivated, when they show up. We need to show up and show out with the services. So is this only in the Miami Gardens? I know you're partnered with Miami Gardens. Is RAM nationwide, or is it just
nationwide?
Okay.
They're housed in Tennessee.
Okay.
And they have been to some areas, Texas. I've seen them in Georgia. I've seen them in North Carolina. They've been so many different places. And for me, my goal was always to give back to my local community.
Yes.
I'm born and raised in Liberty City, Florida. So I got to shout out my hood.
Hey, Liberty City.
I really wanted to get as close as I can, and I'll be honest, I wanted to get to Liberty City, but it was a little hard to get things set up there.
Okay.
And as I was discussing this amazing idea, some of my friends who are in the Miami Gardens area, they heard me, and they were like, oh, we're going to make this happen.
Okay.
And they, you know, they got involved, and I could see the passion. And so I'm super excited and honored that Miami Gardens is going to be our first site. Because we're going to have to do this again.
Once we spread the word with this podcast and the social media, and we're going to put this all over the news, you're going to need to do this because there's so many people out there that need access to dental care. A lot of people out there have medical, but they don't have dental. I mean, in New York City and Michigan, just the medical insurance is a policy could be $600 a month. That's not including your spouse or your dependents. And that is not including dentistry. So there's a lot of people that are willing to say, I don't, you know, I can get by without the dental, but you can't.
It only hurts so bad.
Right. It don't hurt that much. And we all know that's not true. Now, RAM stands for?
Remote Access Medical, I believe. Yeah, that's it.
Remote Area Medical. Volunteer Corp. Okay, just so for the people out there, if you're Googling, and we're going to make sure to drop the link and the contact information in the show notes, so make sure you head over to our website, letstalksmilespodcast.com. If you want more information, we'll have Dr. Golden's information and everything about the program. Now, your event is going to be April 26th and April 27th, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, what do people have to do?
Very simple. She's going to have the flyer for you guys, and we're going to have a QR code, and you click, just literally scan that QR code, and it's going to take you to RAM's website, and boom, you're going to see you're going to look for Miami Gardens, and then you can sign up right then and there. It's very easy. And even if you aren't tech savvy, there's a phone number on there.
What? A phone number?
Yes, you can just pick up the phone and call someone, and they have amazing people on their staff that will walk you through the process of signing up. And that's another reason why I partner with them. I cannot believe how genuine they are.
Oh, that's
they
awesome.
They go above and beyond to help people get the services that they need. And again, this is a partnership that I'm looking forward to fostering and ensuring that we help so many more people in need.
Now, is this a first come, first serve basis? Is it a sign up and appointments are given? How does that work?
This is a good old-fashioned first come, first serve.
Okay.
RAM's really famous for what they call parking lot. So we have patients that literally come super early in the morning so that they can get their space. They get a little golden ticket, and boom.
I love that.
They're gonna see it.
You want that golden ticket now.
We're going to make sure it's a good time, but it's a first come, first serve. That'll be, again, Saturday, and then again, first come, first serve for Sunday.
That is amazing. And you're also looking for dental volunteers, correct?
Yes. So we're going to need, first and foremost, dentists.
Okay.
I know we're busy, but this is an opportunity for our dentists to give back to a local community. So that's going to be probably the hardest group. So I'm going to start with you guys. Please volunteer. We need some dentists. Then our hygienists. I think we're halfway to the quota for hygienists.
Okay.
But we could always use more volunteers for hygiene. Then we need dental assistants for x-rays and chairside.
Oh, you got the whole shebang. X-rays and all of that.
Exactly.
Oh, that's awesome.
General staff. And then we need people, of course, for that parking lot to help kind of guide people and get things going. So even if you're not a dentist and you just want to serve and help, we do need that general staff.
Oh,
and
that's
I think
awesome.
That's another area that we want to make sure that we fill up as much as possible.
And if the dentist isn't licensed in Florida, per se, they can help in other ways.
They can help in other areas. And then through RAM, if you call that number that's on that flyer, you can speak with them and they can walk you through the process of actually getting licensed so you can treat patients in the area.
Hold up. For real?
For real. It's a process. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
But if you're passionate enough and you want to make it happen, they're willing to help you out. If you don't want to go through the process, but you want to give back, then you can help out in other areas.
Trying
to get bodies here so we can make a difference.
You know, I've been trying to get down in the Florida area. I have licenses in Jersey and New York and Pennsylvania and Michigan. Listen, I've been dying to come down to the MIA area.
We're going to get you to sign up. We're going to get you to sign up and have you there facing the place, and let's do it.
This is what I'm talking about. Just so you guys know, the number is 865-579-1530, or you could go to ramusa.org, and I will definitely make sure that we get this information on our website. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the key takeaways and actionable tips that you guys can take to move forward and get access to affordable dental care. I will be right back.
Welcome to the VIP Smiles 7-Day Healthy Smile Workout Challenge. Are you ready for a beautiful, healthy, and confident smile in just 7 days? Well, if you ever wanted to kickstart your journey to a stunning smile, get ready because this challenge is here to transform your smile into a winning smile. In just 7 days, you're going to uncover smile secrets that have your teeth looking fabulous. You're going to receive expert advice straight from a celebrity dentist. Picture this, you, a dazzling smile, and tips from the queen of smiles, Dr. Catrice Austin, that's me, all without spending a dime. Our 7-day challenge is here, and guess what? It is totally free. No hidden fees, just loads of good vibes, and a journey to a healthier smile. We're gonna make this journey a fun journey. Now, here are 4 reasons why you should join our challenge. You don't want to miss this. In just 1 week, you're going to experience bite-sized daily wisdom, which will be quick, practical lessons to elevate your oral care routine. You're going to get exclusive videos, which will be expert guidance from me, right in your inbox every single day. You're going to have access to a supportive community where you'll have the opportunity to connect with fellow participants, share your experiences, and cheer each other on. And of course, what would a challenge be without having access to special offers? So join the challenge today and you'll be on your way to a healthier smile. See you in the challenge.
We are back. Listen, Dr. Golden, you've been involved with so many transformative projects. For those listening, just give me 3 action tips to improve access to dental care if they are in their local communities, if they're not just in the Miami area, just across the United States, across the world. What are 3 things that people can do to get access to affordable care?
I would say, of course, take advantage of the internet. Go online, see what programs are in your area. Number 2, social media. There's always something going on. You can type in a hashtag and find something without a doubt. And then last but not least, follow @TheGoldenDentist and @Ram, and we'll guide you in the right direction. You DM me, I probably can help you out with something.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing that we will probably want to touch upon is there's dental schools. It may not be free, but dental schools and hospitals that have dental clinics offer dentistry generally at an affordable rate. So
the dental students definitely need the patients.
They do.
Definitely look out for your local dental schools. That you're changing a student's life by being a patient. So yeah,
right. We have to learn, like, for us to be quality experienced dentists when we graduate, we need as many diverse type of conditions and patients as possible.
I remember being a student, I was leaving early because a patient canceled on me. And you know how that goes. It's heartbreaking, but you like, I'm going to slide out of here. It's beautiful. It's 2:00 in the afternoon.
Woo-hoo.
And as I'm walking to my car, I see an older gentleman lost. And I, you know, helped him out. I was like, hey, sir, are you looking for like the dental school? And he was like, yes. I've been walking around for at least 20 minutes and no one has said anything to me. And I was like, well, let me help you out. Literally walked him through the process. And because I walked him through the process, he begged me to be his student dentist. This guy ended up being one of my competencies. He was my denture competency.
Yes. For those of you who are non-dentists, we have to have certain types of patients when it's time to do our board exams. We have to meet certain criteria with certain patients. So this gentleman, because you thought you were going to slip out early, but you were kind enough to help a gentleman, you ended up getting the very thing that you needed to graduate. Look at there. See, that's why you were told that this was the profession for you, because that personality. So for aspiring dentists, especially the Black and Brown students, what advice would you give them to overcome some of the barriers of building a successful career?
I would say you have to dig into whatever your faith is. You're gonna need it. I'm gonna be honest.
You're gonna have to pull down. You're gonna have to pray to all the gods.
Whoever you worship. You're gonna have to try to find that that inner strength, because dentistry will test you.
Yeah.
And then after that, I would say trying to find balance. We work extremely hard, and that's something I'm actually always working on now. Yeah. I'm trying to find balance. Just as hard as I work, I want to make sure that I'm also, you know, spending time with my family, relaxing, or doing something that I enjoy. As you get older, you might not really want to be out here clubbing and stuff like that.
Well, but speak for yourself, okay?
You probably had a better experience as a lady, because as a guy, I was the one, you can stand in line. We're not getting that treatment. You can't get me to stand in the line at a club anymore. But you know, for the ladies, yeah, y'all get to go out there. Y'all get right in. But yeah, trying to find whatever makes you happy. You know, that's the key. Trying to find something that makes you happy.
And what do you do for fun? How do you unwind?
I am huge into sports. I love, I would say, American football, basketball, then baseball. If you saw me traveling and I'm going to like a basketball game, like going to the Lakers game or going to Yankee Stadium for a game,
and
just being amongst the people, it brings me so much joy. Because now I'm just focused on that. Again, I'm not doing whatever on my phone or posting on Instagram or anything like that. I'm away from that. And the only thing that's important to me now is this game. And I can just kind of detox and relax. And then on top of that, I'm in a whole nother city and I love traveling. So that's a check for me.
I agree. And throw in some food experiences for me. Man, well, it has been such a pleasure to have you on the show. You're making such a difference in this field, and we are so proud of you, and just keep doing what you're doing. We are going to have your event for April 26th and 27th jam-packed, and we're going to make sure that this is not the first and not the last. It is going to be the first, but not the last. We're going to make sure that this is something that is done on a regular basis, because the people need it. For the listeners that want to reach out to you and connect, how can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at The Golden Dentist. Yes, it's me responding to the DMs. Yes, that's all me. I do have a TikTok, but TikTok gone now. So
it's back. It is back, honey. But
okay, if it's TikTok's around,
right. When you see this, now we can't guarantee how long it's going to be around, but it is here.
Exactly. So, you know, you can hit me up there, but I'm LinkedIn as well, under Dr. Joshua Golden.
I'm everywhere. In these dental streets is what you're telling me.
I have to be, because I have to be amongst the people, because I truly believe in being the community dentist. And if you're a community dentist, you got to be in these streets, right?
You got to be in these streets. I love it. Well, for you guys that are out there, one of the things that we didn't talk about that that I want to close with is that prevention is key. For all of you guys that are out there, make sure that you are doing the daily routine, that you're brushing, that you're flossing, that you're rinsing with the alcohol-free antiseptic mouth rinse, you're cleaning your tongue, and you're doing all the things that can prevent you from needing to go to RAM. Well, we know that everybody needs a dentist, and if you need access and you don't have healthcare, then we definitely want you to go there, but we want you to go there with the best oral care possible, your best condition possible. So make sure you're doing the daily routine. If you need to get some guidance, please join the 7-Day Healthy Smile Workout Challenge at vipsmiles.com/challenge. And in your inbox, you will get access to daily videos to help you learn, you and your family learn how to take care of your teeth so that you have a beautiful, healthy, and confident smile. Thank you so much, Dr. Golden. You are TheBomb.com. I definitely want to check back in with you. I hope to see you in Miami in April for your event. And I would love to have you back to talk more about access to dental care and more. You are such a joy. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you so much for watching this episode of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. I really hope that you learned something new and that you feel inspired to take your smile and your entire life to the next level. Now, if you enjoyed this show, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. If you have a question or you have a good topic that you want me to cover, drop it in the comments below. You know I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget, visit our website for more smile tips, dental consultations, and resources that will help you achieve the confident smile that you deserve. Remember, tune in for the dental knowledge and stay for the fun and confidence boost. See you next time. Bye-bye.